Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm James Seawood. How do you feel when your plans fall apart? It can be crushing. The cracks and dents may not fully heal. You might even start to shrink your dreams, or you might stop dreaming at all. Pause to take a deep, steadying breath. Let the tension release as you look to God during this time. Consider that all of your dreams may not be in God's plan. Some of your dreams may not be rooted in His Word or led by His Spirit. Other dreams might be lost for reasons that you don't understand. Jesus' disciples once asked why a man was born blind. Jesus simply told them it was so God's power could be seen. Proverbs 19, verse 21 says, "You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail." Honestly, this can be a hard truth to hear. But His plans are always best, no matter how it feels at the time. Take your lost dreams to God. Ask Him how His power has been at work in your life. Putting aside that one lost dream, what other dreams, perhaps even greater ones, has God made come true for you? What dreams has He made possible for other people because of you? God sees the big picture. We see only what's right in front of us. Yes, we can make plans, but surrendering them to the Lord and asking His power to be revealed, no matter what happens, will guarantee that abundant life will be ours. Lord, I know that Your ways are not my ways, and Your thoughts are not my thoughts. But sometimes, rather than anticipating what You're going to do, I only feel disappointment if my dreams are lost. Give me Your eyes to see what I'm not seeing in my plans. Help me to hold them loosely, even as I cling to You. Your plans will prevail, and they will always be good. I'm grateful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Pray today that God will be glorified in all the plans that you make. Always keep in your mind that His plans are what's best for you. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.